All right, the field is set. We got our final four. San Diego State versus Florida Atlantic, UConn, Miami. Just how we drew it up, Steve Courtney.
Oh, Chris. Good morning. Good morning to you, my friend. I don't think, and I can say this with a great deal of confidence, I don't think the road to the Final Four has ever been as bumpy. But you're right. The Final Four is set. First of all, this conversation, young fellow, brought to you by the Performance Remodeling Sweepstakes. We know tourney time is here. Performance Remodeling is in the game with their $100,000 Window of Opportunity Sweepstakes. Log into windowsroofingsiding.com. Take your shot today for a chance to win Performance Remodeling's $100,000 Window of Opportunity Sweepstakes. Chris, what a crazy tournament this has been from start to finish. Let's talk about what is clearly going to be discussed at water coolers. I don't even know if they still use those anymore around the country. Action from yesterday, number 6 seed Creighton's Elite Eight loss to number 5 seed San Diego State. Here we go. With a spot in the Final Four on the line and the game tied, guard Ryan Nemhard fouled San Diego State guard Darian Trammell with 1.2 seconds remaining on a drive to the basket. Now, Chris, replay showed Nemhard had clearly had his left hand on Trammell's right hip as he trailed Trammell into the paint. Nemhard appeared to have a handful of Trammell's jersey before nudging him after he released the ball. Now, official Lee Castle called the foul, perhaps a little late, sending Trammell to the free throw line. With his four teammates on the floor standing at midcourt, Trammell missed the first, took a deep breath, swished the second. That gives the Aztecs the 57-56 win. Now, there was a lot of folks discussing this on social media, obviously. How do you call a foul at that point? But, Chris, am I wrong? If it's a foul, it's a foul, right?
Foul's a foul. We saw it, in the Super Bowl, too. A foul's a foul.
Yes, we did.
Got to make the call.
But I'll tell you what, Creighton coach Greg McDermott in the post-game comments handled it with a great deal of class. Two teams played their tails off, and officiating is part of the game. We're not going there. We lost the game because we didn't do enough, and San Diego State did. Then you've got the amazing story of Jim Larrañaga at the U, Miami. Very difficult Elite Eight loss last year. Promised his team that they would make it back to greatness, and they certainly did. How about the play of Miami's Jordan Miller? Perfect performance from the floor, 7 of 7 from the field, 13 of 13 from the charity stripe, and the Hurricanes are on their way to the first Final Four in school history. Interesting side note here when you talk about Miami's win, Chris, over Texas. You've got an interim head coach in Rodney Terry, yep, at Texas. And now Dick Vitale has been very vocal about the way he is being treated. He takes his team to the Elite Eight. Texas up, by the way, yesterday 13 points with 13 minutes to go. Remember the ugliness. Chris Beard fired as the head, yep, coach of Texas last January because of domestic violence. Those charges were dropped. He has since been hired at Ole Miss. It'll be interesting to see what transpires at Texas. But, you know, here we go. When you take a look at the way this tournament has gone, we know going into the Elite Eight, Chris, there was not one number one seed for the first time in tournament history. As a matter of fact, since 1985, the number one seed has won the tournament 24 times, the two seed 5 times, the three seed 4 times, the fourth seed once. If you're a 5-and-over seed, 3 wins. The average winning seed has been 1.9. Again, that's from 1985. But you had number ones dropping like proverbial flies throughout this tournament. As a matter of fact, when you take a look, Chris, at the pedigree of the teams still alive, we go to number 4, UConn. The Huskies have won 4 NCAA tournament championships, 1999, 2004, 2011, most recently in 2014 under Kevin Ollie. So clearly, they are the blue bloods of the Final Four, which will go off on Saturday, which, by the way, also happens to be April Fool's Day.
No joke. But look, you know what? That Florida Atlantic team plays great defense. So does San Diego State. And Miami coming back to beat Texas. I think Texas had a 10 or 11 point lead with like 10 minutes to go. And Miami went on an absolute tear at the end of that game and beat up on the Longhorns 88-81. And that sets up a really fun game, too, against UConn. You know, it almost feels like, Stevie, the seeding matters less and less because you're dealing with matchups. You're dealing with, you know, particular players at the guard positions. I don't know. I you know, first time you're not going to have a number one seed in the Final Four since 1979. There are still a couple of really, really good games, though, to watch going forward. And by the way, I won a little bit of money in Florida Atlantic. I just thought there was no way K-State was going to be able to come back, bounce back after that win against Michigan State. It's I gave it the up-down theory, and I came out on top.
Well, it looked as though for a second there, Marquise Noel, who Spartan fans know all too well, sadly, it looked like he was going to be up to his regular hijinks, if I can use that term. But that was not the case. You know, Dusty May, the head coach of the Owls of Florida Atlantic, just seems to be a cool customer. So mm-hmm. Congratulations, obviously, to FAU. By the way, they hadn't been to one NCAA tournament before this season. Didn't have a single NCAA tournament win in program history. So there's that. But you know what, Chris? During our season-long conversations with Magnum T.I. and Tom Izzo, he would always say, as we were seeing some upsets pretty much from the get-go this college basketball season, what is NIL transfer portal doing to the game of college basketball? There's parity, probably unlike we've ever seen before. I'm not bragging, but I watched 60 Minutes last night.
And look at
they
you.
Had a very nice piece with Charles Barkley. He says that college basketball is in a complete state of ruin right now. So that being said, we're looking forward to the Final Four, my friend.
That's right. And look out, Steve Courtney, Jeopardy contestant now, watching 60 Minutes. How about that?
Oh,
thank you, Steve.
From your lips to God's ear. All right. What is have a nice day, Chris?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you.